Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. Brighten your day with a book.
Hello, my fellow bookworms. This is Philippa from QuickBook Reviews, author interviews and book reviews. Well, today it's Friday, so it's a special episode. And today it is all about the wonderful Hay Festival. I know I go on about it a lot and you know how much I love it, but the new festival is coming soon, so I thought we better have a deep dive into all that's going to happen. It is my huge pleasure to welcome back to the podcast today, Heather Salisbury, Programme Manager of the Hay Festival, the wonderful Hay Festival. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Last time we were talking about the Winter Hay Festival, but time, I can't believe how quickly time is moving on, but we are fast approaching the main event, the Hay Festival that takes place in summer in Hay-on-Wye. And you're very kindly joining me to talk all about it. There's old names, new names, all sorts of exciting things. Let's get started. Despite me going on about the Hay Festival to listeners of this podcast, it seems on a weekly basis, there may be some who have never heard of the festival. So can you give us a bit of a summary of what that is?
I can indeed. It's the Hay Festival. It's the flagship festival that happens at the end of May, early June every year across the half-term dates. It's based in Hay-on-Wye, which, if you don't know, is a small town, border town on the Welsh-English border. It's famed for many, many secondhand bookshops, so it's a beautiful place to come and visit. And the festival takes place just on the outskirts of town. It's all based in one field, and it has around 8 main stage venues and multiple other things going on. So you can come and soak up the atmosphere in the town. You can be down on site. There's food stalls. There's events taking place throughout the day. You can choose from anything from children's events, fiction, non-fiction, music, comedy. It all happens in one place, in one small location.
Fantastic. And for me, there's something very special about the Hay Festival. What fairy dust do you sprinkle on this event that makes it so wonderful for everyone going?
I think it's a real destination festival. The location is very unique. We're in the foothills of the Brecon Beacons. The River Wye runs through the town. So it's a very special place to be. And then just this incredible array of artists and thinkers and writers that come to this small town. And the magic that happens kind of from the green room. Just a good example from last year's event was we had Ali Aziri here and she was doing her anthology. She did a wonderful Shakespeare event for the adult programme. And then she did her nursery rhymes for every day of the year. And we had a brilliant lineup organised for it. But on the day of the event, it just so happened that, of course, in the green room with Julia Donaldson and Ruby Wax was there. And they were going to, and suddenly Helena Bonham Carter, who's taking part in the event, says, right, you can come, you'll do this thing and let's get Julia Donaldson and her husband to sing a song. And Maggie Adair and Pocock can just pop on and do some beautiful science and sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. So this event that was already fantastic just suddenly turned into this magical Hay moment with all these wonderful performers who just happened to be on site at the time.
Oh, that's wonderful. It just shows how the magic extends not just for those sitting and listening, but those taking part as well. It seems to me that every year the Hay Festival evolves and has a particular theme. What sort of theme is there this year?
We have multiple themes running through the festival, and our thinkers in residence are back. We've got three new thinkers, Ruby Wax, Caroline Lucas, and Alex Wheatle this year. And we're also, it's an Olympic year, so for the first time ever, Hay Festival is having a sports day, which it feels a bit left field for us, but it's turning into such an amazing day. So it's midweek, Wednesday, the 29th of May. And so it will be a regular Hay Festival day. You can come and see all of your favourite writers, but also there's going to be a sports themed session every time slot throughout the day. And also you can go wild swimming in the River Wye, like a guided wild swim. You can go mountain biking with these incredible professional mountain bikers. And you can also, I don't think it's not being advertised yet, but it will be. I can give you a sneak peek. There will be a cricket match. And it is going to involve multiple speakers and performers who were with us around that time. And the umpire is going to be our president, Stephen Fry. So it will be a free event that's happening in Hay. So you can just pop along and see. It will be bonkers. It will be absolutely fantastic. So that will be a magical kind of moment.
I love that. And when I first saw that there was going to be a sports day, I mean, being a bookworm, sports day puts fear in my heart from school days. But this sounds like I'm going to move on and actually have a sports day that I love and enjoy. This cricket match sounds epic.
I think it might be. It's taking quite a lot of work, but I think it is going to be well worth it. And every time you hear somebody else going, yes, absolutely, I'm taking part in that, I'll be there. It's quite wild. Also on Sports Day, we've got some brilliant names. So Seb Coe is going to be kicking the day off. And also we've got a fantastic headline event in the middle of the day with Gary Lineker. And he's going to be in conversation with David Olusoga, one of our trustees. So that is going to be a very special Hay moment.
I've got to be honest. When I look at the Hay Festival and what people say about it, some people have the wrong idea and say, oh, it's only high literature, high art. For me, it's not exclusive, it's inclusive. And I think people have the wrong idea about that. What would your reaction be, Heather?
Yeah, I agree with you completely. And it does have that impression, and it's sort of just an intellectual festival for middle classes, it's elitist. And that makes me really sad. And we work really hard to make sure that there is something for everybody. And if you do a deep dive into the programme, I realise the programme is vast. So it's quite hard if you look at it. How can you kind of figure out from 600 events what's going to be for me? But there really is, across each day, we have multiple different programmers who are working on different elements of it. So if you do want to go see something very academic or scientific, that's there. If you want to take your children and have fun and a workshop, the workshops that are starting every day is Ready Steady Music for the little ones. You could be finishing in the evening with just some comedy, lay back, get a drink from the bar. And there's so much, and it is difficult to kind of find the thing that you might be looking for, but it's well worth having a good look because there really is so much content there for everyone.
And even the bookshop is a very happy place for me and for so many. It's huge. It's this huge tent where I can spend literally hours looking at books, some books that I've heard of, some that I haven't. And author signings, I mean, so many of the authors spend hours signing books. Is that something that they have learned to expect with the Hay Festival, that everyone wants to meet them?
Absolutely. And everybody, after all events, heads straight to the bookshop and there's always a book signing. And more often than not, they can go on for hours. Craig David, I think, was there last year and did over 4 hours of signing and meeting and having photographs. I think it was a lot of because people wanted selfies and to say hello, but the authors really give a lot of their time and energy to meet their fans. And what a special place to be able to go and do that. And I've seen there've been many different reactions in the signing queues in the bookshop, and it's a very emotional time for a lot of people. We had people in tears before they meet somebody. Sometimes the content of the talk is really quite hard and touches people and can hit a nerve. And depending, like David Harewood was here talking about mental health, and he really gave a lot of time to each person who came and had their own story that they wanted to share. Yeah, it's quite a privileged position to be able to go and meet your favorite author just right there in the bookshop. And I should say that the bookshop is on site. The site is entirely free to enter. So you can buy a ticket to go and see an event, but you can just walk onto the site at any point. You could go to the bookshop. You can have a wander around the site. So it really is, it's open for anyone.
And talking about other things that are open for anyone is the subject of food, Heather, which is a very important subject for me. The food venues are always amazing and incredible. And the chat, I get to meet people and talk, and just it's such a lovely atmosphere. But is the food changing for people that have been each year? Is there anything new to expect?
Yeah, so I agree. Food is also very important for me. And the food hall in it just on its own is incredible and well worth a visit. But the food events, we do have a good strand of food events this year. And much like Andy Oliver last year, where you could come and watch her cooking and talking, which was fantastic. This year, we do have quite a few events. So if there's a kind of foodie book that's coming through, you can come in and you can have, there's a demo and a tasting. And there's like 9 or 10 events like that throughout the festival. So I'm really excited for those and hoping I can squeeze in at the back and see what's left over at the end.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's look at what we've got, because as you say, there's so many different subjects and types. Let's just look at each one in a little bit of detail. First of all, you've got big names, it's fair to say. You've got some very big names that are coming to the festival this year. Can you give us a flavour of those?
Sure. So often we'll get the big names that everybody knows and expects and loves to come back and see at Hay Festival. So some of our headline artists this year include Amor Towles. We've got Eobami Adebayo coming, Colm Toybean, Cresta Cowell on the children's programme. David Mitchell's coming back to celebrate Cloud Atlas anniversary. We've got Jeff Kinney, which I think the kids are really excited about. And I know an awful lot about, as my 8-year-old is massively into Diary of a Wimpy Kid. We've got Jhumpa Lahiri, David Nichols' new book, Elif Shafak. So we've got some brilliant authors. We've also got some unusual ones that are coming through. Jerry Halliwell Horner is coming through on the children's programme, which has never been before. As somebody who grew up in that era of the Spice Girls, very excited. James Blunt is coming to talk about his book, and I don't think he's appearing anywhere else on this book tour. So we're really excited to see him. We've got Johnny Flynn appearing, and I'm massively excited about him. So he's coming back with Robert McFarlane, and they'll be playing midweek. And then, of course, we've got Judi Dench coming. We've got Miriam Margolyes, Stephen Fry, Lenny Henry, Ruby Wax is one of our thinkers. Yeah.
Okay, so one of the categories is literature. I've seen that you've got some names on Anne Enright, Paul Lynch, Marlon James. What other ones do you think people will be particularly intrigued by?
There's a really nice mixture of sort of superstar authors and up and coming. Moses McKenzie is coming back, and he was with us for his debut novel, and he's been winning prizes, and he's coming back, and I'm really excited to hear about his Fast by the Horns, his new novel. Jeanette Winterson, who people love to come and listen to, and she's doing ghost stories sort of as a late night event, which is really exciting. Marion Keyes, of course, such a lot of fun. We've got Caris Davis, who's a wonderful Welsh author. Sanjeev Sahota's coming. Rose Tremaine, who's always a huge hit. And John Boyne. God, this is such a long list. I've had to have some of them written down in front of me, because whenever we get to this point of the programme, and I've been working on it for months and months, but somebody asked me a question about who we've got coming, and I'll have an absolute blank, and I couldn't name one person for you, even though I know it really in depth.
Even if there's a name that you haven't heard of, if you're listening to this, go to the website Hay Festival and have a look, because there are so many brilliant authors, and we can only mention a few. And also there are some sort of crime fiction and thriller authors. We've got Anthony Horowitz, Lisa Jewell, Richard Coles, Alison Weir as well with her historical books, Ken Follett, Kate Moss.
And Judy Murray, it's a fiction book for her, but it's appearing on our sports day because it's always Judy Murray and it's all about tennis. That will be a lot of fun too.
And you've even got a special event with the Queen's Reading Room, which is going to be exciting as well. There's so much going on, Heather. Wow.
Wonderful.
Yes. Okay. And then the next sort of section that I really love is this debut discoverers that you've just mentioned. Can you tell us a little bit about what that involves?
Yeah, this is one of my favourite strands through the festival as well. And something that we started in 2021 in lockdown. And it's giving a platform to a debut writer, a debut novelist on every day of the festival. But we pair them up with an established name or an established writer who can really champion in their event and just elevate the sessions. We've had some fantastic writers over the last few years. And this year we've got, groups like Kellyanne Bradley, who's going to be talking to Frances Spufford, Holly Gramazio talking to Naomi Alderman, Vanessa Walters talking to Alex Wheatle. So it's just really exciting to see names that we know and love who are also going to celebrate these new voices.
Superb. And also there's poetry. Now, I am a huge poetry fan. In particular, my favourite poetry collection is the Poetry Pharmacy. And as luck would have it, you've got the Poetry Pharmacy on, Heather.
We have indeed. I think that's been on as an early bird, but it's nice that there'll be some fantastic readers as part of that event, like Dominic West coming. I think there's still names to be announced even after we launch the programme. So yes, it's a beautiful event. Who wouldn't want to go and listen to that?
The next section is about the world today. So that's about, we've got journalists, world leaders, commentators, and certainly there's quite a lot for people to be discussing in a year where there are so many elections around the world. Who might we expect to be able to hear from in that section?
Oh, you're right. It's such a huge year for politics and elections. We've absolutely got that covered every day at the festival. And just, we've got MPs appearing. Jess Phillips is coming back, Dawn Butler. We have Theresa May speaking about her book. So that's going to be a very special event, talking to Samira Ahmed. We've got Caroline Lucas, who's appearing with her new book, but is also a thinker in residence. And then we've got political commentators and journalists. So James O'Brien, who's always massively popular at the festival, is coming and he'll be talking to Peter Foster. We've got activist Maria Ressa coming to talk about her book, How to Stand Up to a Dictator. Andy Burnham and Steve Rotherham will be talking about politics in the North. Wes Streeting, Rory Stewart, some just fantastic names coming to talk about. And not only just in politics, but we've also got you covering the post office scandal, where Toby Jones will be in conversation with Nick Wallace, the journalist, just covering everything that we've all been talking about and will continue to talk about.
And that's the thing as well. I think it's not just about booking to see the big names. Yes, I enjoy those, but I also enjoy the ones that I book just because I've got some time free. And I think that'll just fill in that time slot. And sometimes those are the most memorable ones as well.
Absolutely. And I would recommend that if you do have time, you can turn up at the box office and think, okay, I've got a spare hour, because our events all run at the same time. And then there's a half hour break between, and then another session starts. And because we've got multiple venues, there's a real variety. You could just look and go, right, what am I going to take a chance on at this point, and turn up to something, like you say, and hopefully be pleasantly surprised and learn something.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Other subject, feels like I'm rattling through them, but we've got green issues, the natural world, inspiring stories. We're looking at science and AI, history, food, music, comedy. Who are some of the names in sort of music and comedy that we might be able to experience?
Sure. So music and comedy that I am excited about, we've got Jules Holland coming back. He's been to Hay before, but, you know, many, many years ago. And it's just always such a joy to hear him with his rhythm and blues orchestra. And he's got Ruby Turner with him, and Imelda May is going to be a bit special guest on that show. And then, as I said, Johnny Flynn coming back, and that was cancelled in 2020. And it's such a delight to have him and Robert McFarlane, who is a Hay favourite in his own right. We've got the Fontanas performing. We've got Jasmine Jethwa. We've got DJ Rob Bank, who's going to be, we've got some sort of late night dance sessions, which is going to be great. And then if that's not your bag, but you want a classical fix, we've got all of those incredible sessions in St. Mary's Church. Hay Music have got sessions, and then BBC Radio 3 are back with their lunchtime concerts. So through the week, really, whatever floats your boat, you can find something to suit all tastes.
Great. Okay, so here's some other questions for you, Heather, about the whole event. The first one is, what are you looking forward to most, but also which event is causing you the most stress in terms of whether it's making sure someone arrives in time or security, or what are you looking forward to most and what are you worried about the most?
Looking forward to most is seeing all of these wonderful people arrive in Hay and enjoying themselves, our audiences, our speakers, and seeing people that you've got to know over the years. So we had a winter weekend at the end of last year. We had Hamza Yassin coming and speaking, and it was so wonderful. He gave so much of his time. He was our guest of honor who turned on the town's Christmas lights. He came and met all the children afterwards and said hello, and was just a very generous person. And he is coming back. So it will be so lovely after having that experience to see him come, and he's doing a children's event for the little ones, and he's going to do an adult nature event with Mark Cocker and Kate Humble, which is going to be fantastic. So it's like seeing old friends. Hay Festival feels like a big family, where whether it's this enormous team of staff, the technical team all arriving back, the production, the stewards, everybody feels like part of the family, and suddenly we all congregate for 11 days. But also welcoming back our audiences and our artists. It's so lovely to see them once a year in our festival fields down at Derry Meadows. The thing that is causing me the most, this is tricky, I don't want to trip myself up and say the wrong thing here, something that's been a lot of work but is well worth it, is a gala event that I've been working on, and it's Annabel Hirsch's book, History of Women in 101 Objects, which is just obviously a brilliant book. It's fascinating. Canongate did this wonderful audio recording, which they released for International Women's Day just last week. And in the 101 Objects, they have these 101 incredible women doing the reading for the audiobook. So we've got Annabel Hirsch talking to Anita Rani on Saturday, the 1st of June. But as part of the event, you're going to find special guests appearing. So we've got Julia Gillard, we've got Helena Kennedy, we've got the fabulous Miriam Margolyes, and comedian Aditi Mittal are all going to come on and give a reading to really bring that session to life. So I'm super excited about that.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. I'm even more excited than I was. Last year, what was the hardest event or the most stressful one?
It feels like it's constantly firefighting and sort of the artist logistics team behind the scenes. And when things go wrong or schedules change or someone misses, sort of almost doesn't arrive on time to go on stage, it can be very stressful. And there is, you might look like a serene swan, but actually under the water, it's all go, and it is constant. So it's when things go a little bit wrong. And last year we had Stormzy, which was incredible, and what a great person to have. But because of a schedule clash, we had to try and move the event. So mid-festival, when you've got hundreds and hundreds of excited fans ready to come, and then suddenly you're having to make these big decisions and rearrange things, which is it's very tricky last minute. But everybody just pulls together and on all sides to make it work and keep people happy.
Another tent's going up. Is the first piece of work happening yet, or is that a bit later on?
I think the first peg goes into the ground in a couple of weeks. So it does come around incredibly quickly. You always think a year is an enormously long time, but sort of by the time the tents come down and we've got winter weekend, we have all our international festivals in between, suddenly you're back setting it all up again.
As well as talking about the Hay Festival, obviously books are crucial. And I wanted to know what sort of books you've been enjoying lately, what books you'd recommend, because yes, we love the Hay Festival. And I'm not just saying it. People might say, why am I being so positive about the Hay Festival? It's because I go year after year and I love it. And I just want to share the joy with people. But let's share the joy of books as well. What books have you got that you could recommend to us? Have you got a few?
My personal favourites and what I would suggest to my friends and family was one, the first one I came across at Hay Festival in 2013, actually. And at the time, he was a debut novelist. And it's Gavin Exton's, and it's The Universe versus Alex Woods. And it's something, it was through a publisher meeting that I was at, sort of ended up with this book in my hand. So just by chance, read it. And it was the most beautiful, laugh out loud, funny, heartbreaking story. It's an unlikely friendship between this young guy, Alex Woods, and he meets this reclusive widower, Mr. Peterson. And it's all about their friendship. It is a very, very beautiful story. It's so funny. I would recommend it to anybody.
And I will put the names of the books in the show notes for anyone who wants to look those up. That one sounds absolutely brilliant. I haven't heard of that book and I'm shocked because it's not often someone mentions a book that I haven't heard of.
Good. I'm glad I've managed to find one for you, Philippa. And that is also, he appeared at Hay Festival, so you can listen to his event on anytime, our online archive as well. And then my second one will be very, very familiar to most of you, I would imagine, certainly you, Philippa. And it's Barbara Kingsolver's Demon Copperhead. It was huge last year. It's a massive prize-winning book, and it's obviously our master storyteller, Barbara Kingsolver. And it was one of those books that I just wanted to keep sneaking away from my life to just try and read a little bit more. I was addicted. I couldn't put it down. It was profound. It's just beautifully told. And also when I finished it, I just sort of, there was a void, and I couldn't pick up another book for a good while. Like, it really made a mark on me, and it's just the most fabulous story. It's a heartbreaker, but it is beautiful.
Have you read the Poisonwood Bible that Barbara's
haven't
read
yet? So that's now on my...
I'd thoroughly recommend that one. Okay, and have you got one more book for us, Heather?
One more is actually one that I've been lucky enough to read already that's not out yet, and it is one of our debut discoveries for this year. It's Kellyanne Bradley's The Ministry of Time. It's fantastic. It's quite difficult to explain, I think, unless you actually read it. It's like a time-bending tree. It's a love story. It's fantastic. It comes out in May. Kellyanne is going to be appearing at the Hay Festival on Sunday, the 26th of May, and she'll be talking to Frances Spufford. And I really love championing debut voices, and I think she's going to go a long way. It's a really fantastic read.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for that. We come to the final question, which we have on every interview. And we talked about this last time, but I'm particularly interested in its relevance with the summer Hay Festival. And that, of course, is, Heather, what is your biscuit of choice as you are organising the Hay Festival? What biscuit is powering you through those busy days?
Remember if I gave this answer last time, but I feel like it's always got to be a chocolate bourbon. It would be the go-to. And in the office, it's the one that disappears very quickly.
Nothing wrong with that at all. A chocolate bourbon. If that's what's powering the booking of all these people, Heather, then you just need to keep mainlining that biscuit. Bookings are now open. You can start booking straight away. Is that correct?
Absolutely. On Friday, yep, you can start booking. It's open to the general public. So get to the website or phone our wonderful box office team.
The website is hayfestival.org. I'll put links in the show notes again, and I'll put the number for the box office. But yes, get booking because they do get snapped up very quickly, some of them. So don't delay. If anything takes your fancy, just get booking. And I can't wait to hear people loving their days at the Hay Festival and look forward to seeing you there, Heather. Thank you so much for coming on.
You too. Thanks so much, Philippa.
And that's it for this week. During the podcast, I mentioned that there will be some links in the show notes, and I can confirm that you will be able to find the website to click on to get more information and book tickets. Also, the phone number for the box office if you'd rather call, and the three books that Heather recommended. Well, that's it. I'll be back on Monday with the usual waffle. Until then, just look after yourselves and I'll see you very soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. That's enough books, said no one, ever. See you again soon.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.